All right, so tell me about the apple pie.
You need a large bowl and put 2 cups of white flour into your bowl,
mm-hmm.
about 3/4 teaspoon of salt,
mm-hmm.
and add 1 cup of shortening. Cut the shortening into the flour until it's in small pieces, about the size of a grain of rice. Now you need 4 tablespoons of cold water, which you add 1 tablespoon at a time, and mix that in gently with a fork. Don't mix it too much. So you add them 1 at a time. All right. Now your pie crust is made. And you can cover your bowl and stick it in the fridge until you're ready to roll it out.
Do you need to stick it in the fridge, or could you use it right then?
No, you can use it right then if you've used good cold water. Okay. Now then, you have to prepare your apples.
Tell us about these apples.
These apples were grown in my own backyard in Regina, Saskatchewan, on a tree that has been developed for the prairie, which I think is called a Norland apple. They're about the size of a tennis ball, or smaller.
Medium small.
Yeah, medium small.
And quite green.
They're bright green. They will eventually ripen to yellow with a bit of red on them, but by that time the crows have probably been eating them. So you best to use them red, green. These apples do not have a high water content. So when you're making your pie, you need lots, because you're not going to get much juice out of them. So for a 10-inch pie, which is what I usually make, I use a good 5 cups of peeled, sliced apples. And that's a lot of work with little apples. Okay. So you peel and slice your apples, and you have a small bowl in which you mix with those apples somewhere between 3/4 and 1 cup of white sugar and about 1/4 cup of flour, and no more than that, and about some cinnamon, about 1/2 teaspoon, I guess.
It tasted pretty strong in that pie.
Yeah, so I didn't measure it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Very careful. So now you've got this all mixed up. So get your pie crust out of the fridge or forever and roll it out. So to roll it out, take 1/2 of the crust and shape it into sort of a ball. Don't pummel it, handle gently, into sort of a ball and put it down on your floured rolling surface. And either pat or roll it out just a little bit in each direction once. Then fold it together. This incorporates air. Now then, roll it out evenly and gently, and only roll it from the center out towards the perimeter, and go all around doing that. Get it as round as possible, but it won't be round and you'll have to patch. Now then, when you've got it big enough to fit your pan, the best way to move it into your pan is to put your rolling pin in on the middle of the pie crust that you've rolled out, and then just fold the pie crust over the rolling pin and move the whole thing over to the pan. So fit your bottom crust into the pan.
So the pie crust is sort of hanging over the rolling pin?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you've got a sort of a circular thing draped over your rolling pin. Then you fit it into your pan, and then you need to take a good maybe 2 tablespoons of your sugar flour mixture and sprinkle that all over the bottom of the pan, of the pie piece. Now, put your apples in, and you can either mix some of the sugar and flour with them before you put them in, or you can put it in as you go along. So when you've got your pie filled up with the fruit and all the sugar and flour and cinnamon mix, you need to put about, 5, 6, 7 dots of, about 1/4 teaspoons of butter in each one around the pie. Now.
It is on top of the fruit.
Yes, on top of the fruit. Now, roll out your top crust exactly the same way. Now, before you put it on, get some cold water and moisten the edge of the bottom crust all around. Like the pan has a lip, and this will be folded over the lip. put your top crust on top and trim them to match, just to run a knife around, and then using your two thumbs, press the two together all the way around until you get a fluted edge. Now take a sharp knife and cut some slits in the upper crust. Put it in the oven at 450 degrees. You should have your oven heating while you're peeling your apple. Put it in the oven at 450 degrees, near the middle or just below the middle of the oven. Leave it there for 15 minutes. That's 1-5.
Mm-hmm.
Turn your oven down to 350 and cook it for about another 40 minutes and until your apples are done, and you can do that. Find that out by sticking a fork through one of those slits you made. Or if they're juicier apples, you know your fruit pie is always done when the juice starts bubbling out on the top crust. You finished.
And that's all there is to it.